All right, so let's look at the conditions here. Hannah's getting her conditions in here. Just need to have recorded a record. Anthony, did you get a recorded IIA in there? Here, I'll put it in here. All right, and let me get in. Oh yeah, let me get in the water authorities. All right, so Bob, hey Bob, this is Jay. Should I include in here comments A, B, C, D, E, and F, like all of them on a site utility plan, or are there
I would
specific
say,
ones?
J, just include item D
Item D,
and E are the two big
D,
ones.
D,
Two D and two E.
and E. Okay.
Would take me half an hour to type those.
All right, awesome.
Thank you.
Put them in right now. Getting the condition crafted. Okay, I think I'm good here. If there's something wrong, we can always delete it and start over. Hopefully, we're good here. Just take a quick look at it, Bob. If everything looks good, we'll call it good and we'll call this case done.
That's correct, Jay.
Thank you, sir. All right. Well, congratulations, Dave. Don't know if Dave's still here. But so we do have the ability now to issue a notice of decision for this case. So Anthony, Jacob, we'll have to figure out which one of you are working on this one, but we'll have one we'll be ready to get one created. All right. Let's move on. Dave, are you out there? Did Dave leave?
I believe he did. I don't see him in the chat
Okay.
or in the room.
Okay. Well, he got the gist of everything. We just need to make sure that he's Anthony might email him the conditions of approval because he wasn't here to get the water authority comments or the at least the conditions.
Okay.
So if you can just send him your planning planning conditions, parks conditions, and the water authority conditions in email, and just copy me, Hannah, and Jacob and Bob and David. David,
Bob will have.
Bob, both water authority engineers, me, Jacob, and Hannah.
I'll need Bob's email, him to send me an email.
If you look in the email that goes out with the agenda and with the comments, Bob's in there, but I can send it to you. Bob,
Okay, got it.
maybe Bob can just throw in the chat too.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, let's move on to item number six, PR 2024-010846, the site plan admin DFT for the Highway Hotel at 3200 Central Avenue Southeast. Is the applicants team here?
We are.
Good
All right.
morning, Jim.
Great. Thank you, Jay.
Morning,
And
Jay. Hey, morning, Josh. Well, if you guys would, please briefly update us on this.
great. Josh, you wanna roll?
I mean, this is just an update on the previous comments and just trying to clean it all up. I hope this is our last go around here, but we got the issues resolved with the water authority, and thanks to the water authority for figuring that out really on our behalf. So yeah, we're ready to just run through the comments.
All right, thanks, guys. Let's start with the Water Authority first, Bob.
Good morning, Bob King with the Water Authority. There'll be no charge for that consultation on
Thanks, Robert.
that. But we have no objection.
Thanks, Bob. All right, let's go to hydrology next, Anthony.
We have an approved conceptual grading plan. We have no objection to approval of the site plan, and we will need to approve a grading drainage plan prior to building permit. Thank you.
All right,
Thank you.
thanks. All right, let's go to transportation next, Sertil.
Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated January 13, 2025. Please submit a TCL for re review and approval to transportation prior to building permit. No objection.
All right, thanks, Sertil. Let's go to parks next, Hannah.
Hi, this is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. I have one question. Sorry, that's the okay. So City Forestry was asking if street trees are placed 25 feet on center, and I think the reason why they're asking that is that it seemed like the number of street trees were probably insufficient. So if you would please confirm that. And they had a recommendation to please consider curb cuts, GSI into landscape bump outs containing trees along Central Avenue.
Yeah, we'll have to look at it. We were trying to keep some of the on-street public parking that exists there today along Central and then satisfy Marriott's requirement for a drop-off area for ride-sharing vehicles out front. So, and we needed a two-car bay there. So if you look on the left side, that we accommodated the public parking that exists today on Central, and then the other spot is just a drop-off area. And so this really is the best that we can do with the street trees. And so we need to figure out something to address it because I don't think we can do 25 feet on center.
So, Josh, I would just, this is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. I think one of the things that we did from the previous version was with the vacation at the sort of northwest corner of the site. Yeah, right there, we did add another tree that's proximate to the Central Avenue frontage. And then we have, as Josh said, we've kind of maxed out the street trees. So there are required, we're required to have five street trees, and we have five street trees, but they're not 25 feet on center because of the necessity to accommodate the parking on Central Avenue. And I'd say that's probably, I think this is actually more robust than a lot of projects that we've seen recently on Central Avenue. Where we're trying to accommodate the existing sidewalk and balance that on-street parking requirement. So I think we've adjusted it so that we meet it, at least we meet the number, but not necessarily the spacing.
Thanks, Jim. That's understandable. I don't think like if there are restrictions, I think it's fine to place them, not within the 25 feet distance. So you're saying that that second tree, that's located in the northwest corner is technically a street tree, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can see that we've got to avoid that clear sight triangle
Yes.
there at the intersection as well, which made it so we couldn't put a second tree in that island that's adjacent to Central Avenue right there. So
Correct. Yeah, and I just checked on Google Maps, and it seems like it is actually within the 20 feet from back of the curve. So we could accept that as your street tree.
I think that's correct. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. That addresses our one comment. And then there is a recommendation. I don't know if you want to look at that or add that note to your plan or look into it. But there was a second recommendation about curb guts. But otherwise, we don't have any objections.
Okay, great. I think Vince with Tierra West is the civil engineer on the project, and he's on the call, so I'm sure we can take a look at that and see if we can accommodate that.
Awesome. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Hannah. So, Hannah, can you just confirm that your comments have been addressed?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, let's go to code enforcement comments next, Jeff.
Yes, you made some in the site plan. I appreciate the references to section 5-8, as I said in comments on another site plan recently. I mean, citing that it cites that it will meet lighting shall comply with standards provided in table 5-8-3, light trespass, and 5-8-5, total lumen allowance. But we don't have any documentation of that. So again, code enforcement is okay with those statements in there, with your providing that information at the time of permit submittal. I would leave that up to planning to see if they would agree with that. But I am going to advise that the following information will need to be added to what you have submitted in permit submittal for it to be able to pass and show that it is meeting those requirements. And that is all of the light detail fixtures showing provide the light fixture types, detail sheets to show how they are meeting the required cutoff angle requirements, provide detail sheet of light poles, if any, with the height matching that in IDO table 581. Also the my apologies. Also the light trespass requirements. We need a photometric site plan showing how what the light measurements would be at the property line. This is zone LZ2, so you would need to comply with 0.3 foot candles at the property line for the light illumination. Again, all of that information is in my comments that I sent out, and that at a minimum is going to have to be provided with those bits of information prior to permit submittal. But with your statements in there assuring that you will meet those requirements, I'm okay with accepting the site plan as we have it now, as long as you are advised that that by itself is not going to get you through the permit.
That makes sense to us, Jeff.
I have no other comments and no other objections.
Great.
So, Jeff, I mean, part of a site plan admin process is making sure that they meet set, you know, 6.5G of the IDO, and that states that they need to meet IDO requirements. I mean, we can condition that for sign off. I know with the light trespass requirements, I mean, that affects external, you know, adjacent abutting properties. We've required this for sign off for other site plans. I don't know why we wouldn't require that here. I know that it's a very extensive section of the IDO that's really been added to with the last few with I think it was in August of 2023 when we added all that language in there, but I know we've been requiring it for other site plans, and I don't see why. I mean, this would be the stage where we require at least. I mean, if we're talking about, you know, lighting directly on the building, on the hotel, or you know, something that would really pertain to a building permit rather than a site plan, I could see that maybe. But a lot of those lighting requirements to make sure that you're not flooding light on adjacent properties or abutting properties, I feel like. I mean, just based on what 6.5G requires for site plan admins, that we got to require it here. That's how I see it. I mean, we've been required for other site plans.
Jay, I have a condition of approval in mind on mine that we can review to make sure it has
I know we
the
need,
language it works for. But
and we can issue a notice of decision. I don't see any reason why we can't. and get that out to you guys. And I know you guys need to get your, we don't have an IIA with this, but we need a recorded plat because of the lot consolidations. Where are you guys at, Josh and Jim, on the plat? I can't remember off the top of my head. I know we got approved.
The plat's
It's com
approved, and we
complete.
got the notice of decision.
And we're still working. We don't have a recorded plat,
You don't
correct?
have it. It's not. I don't think it's recorded yet, but that will happen shortly.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jay, I think, and kind of a bigger picture thing for the city to consider with this lighting section of the IDO is in projects like this, it's very difficult for us to pin down all the lighting that's going on with a project like this, right? We've got parking lot, we've got underground parking, we've got alley parking, we've got this courtyard area that's an amenity space. We've got public sidewalks to light as well. So we don't have everything designed yet, and we're working on it. And so, some consideration for projects like this where it's unique, it's not like we're just doing a regular parking lot with a building in the back, right? It's a complicated project. And
I don't think we need underground park. I don't know why we would need to see under, I don't think underground parking would
well,
apply.
it's the ramp. What I mean is the ramp down, Jay, like that
Okay,
abuts,
the ramp grant. Okay, the ramp.
that abuts the single family to the
Now.
south, right? And so there's just a lot of little facets to it, and choosing those light fixtures and the lumens and all that stuff. I think there does need to be some consideration for projects like this where we can defer it, to a later
Okay,
point.
the building code requirement, Josh, I totally agree with you. I mean, this isn't, I mean, we're talking about an IDO requirement rather than a building code requirement, and that needs to be met. Jeff, you got your hand up.
Yeah, and I guess to be fair, that's kind of where my comment was coming from too, because I the thing about Section 5-8 is it's talking not only about exterior light but interior light.
Yeah, I don't.
And at this stage of development, it's rare that they're going to have probably nailed down all of the interior lighting and the
I'm
ramifications of
fine with that. I am fine with that because there's nothing. I mean, yeah, the interior lighting, we don't look at interior improvements at all for any other kind of improvements.
And that's why I was willing to consider, based on the general, extensive general notes they have about four or five notes in there, the last four or five, on lighting, showing as to how they're going to be consistent with Section 5-8. Having that in there, that when it comes to permit, that gives us the teeth we need when we're doing the plan review, saying, you said you were going to meet this, how are you meeting it?
Okay.
So that gives us the tools we need to be able to say, yeah, I know this was approved and you promised you would provide this information, but I don't see it in here. So we're not going to approve this until we get that information.
I'm okay with that, but we're setting, I'm just letting you know, Jeff, we're setting a precedent for any other
I
site plan.
understand. That's
I
why
don't
I
know how
said.
we're going to require a photometric plan for any other site plan if we're letting it go with this. I mean, and I'm willing to let it go. I mean, I'm definitely willing to issue a notice of decision and work with them on that. I mean, we've conditioned these for final sign-off many times, so that's not an issue. The issue is just them not submitting any kind of lighting plan for external lighting. Internal lighting, I get. If there are internal lighting requirements that are in the IDO, I at least at site plan, I don't know how we enforce that. But external lighting, that's something that we've required for other site plans. And again, we're setting a precedent here. But I see Jim's hands up. I mean, this is your call, Jeff. I mean, the way
Is
I
there a
see
way
it.
is that this is Robert, I'm sorry. Is there a way to meet in the middle a little bit with
Yeah.
basically getting some type of lighting management plan that pulls out some of the specific sections in the IDO so we can show in the site plan along with the notes that you've already added that it's fine, and then the photometric plan regarding light spillage and any code enforcement issues can then be submitted at building permit, and then we can add conditions in the notice of a decision as far as conditions of approval, I mean.
So, Jay, this is Jim. I was, and I understand the sort of your concern about setting a precedent, but I think based on, Josh's comments, I wonder if, as part of your notice of decision, you could include a finding that relates to the unique nature of this particular site and location on Central Avenue within Nob Hill that includes, the alley, the The portico share. There's just a lot of complicating factors that, from a design standpoint, make this project unique and different from, as Josh said, like the typical parking lot with a building in the back. That is that something that we could work with you on to get it so it sets a precedent for projects that are also unique and really complicated like this from a
Yeah,
design
I'm
standpoint.
happy to send up the chain. I'll talk to Robin Rose about it, talk to Shahab. I'll talk to Michael if I get a chance to talk to Michael about it quickly. I'll be happy to talk about that. I understand, like, that lighting section is rigorous. I've worked in three other planning departments. I've never seen a lighting section of a zone code this strict. And I worked in a very, very big county before this one on the East Coast, where we had very strict zoning requirements. But even there, our lighting, we require photometric plans, but the totality of that section is very intense.
Yeah, it's
So
gotten.
I get you. I get you guys on this. I get it. I totally get it. But at the same time, we're required to enforce the IDO, and what's in there is in there. And when it comes to internal lighting, I don't even know how we enforce that. But when it comes to external lighting, that's something that, regardless of how complex that section might be, like, we're required to enforce it. But anyways, I'm amenable to looking into defining. If you could come up with some language, Jim, I'll be happy to forward it on to the powers that be in my department, and we'll see if we can work with you.
That sounds good. I think Josh and I can put something together and shoot it over to you.
Okay, sounds good.
And I think regardless, hopefully we can get through today with the understanding that either it's going to be a condition that is required prior to sign off or a condition prior to building permit submittal, and either way that we could move forward with a
No,
notice of decision,
I
right?
think what we can do is we can move forward. I mean, we'll just get the conditions of approval other than lighting into the chat, and we
I
can
don't think we
start
have any.
crafting the draft notice of decision. And while we're working on that, you can get to us the language for the finding, and I'll see if our staff are amenable with that. I just know that if we do this, that this could create complications for enforcing that section for future site plans, and even ones that are here today. But I'm amenable to seeing if we can craft a finding for the approval that will specify how this is an extraordinary development, and maybe we can tie the lighting to permit. Hey, Jeff, I mean, when it comes to a lighting plan, are they doing full reviews of lighting plan at permit as well?
Well, as per the IDO, if they are not, they should be. Yes. I mean, that should be, and that, I think that's what we're going to have to discuss internally, is how do we want to handle the logistics of this. But it does seem, because even sometimes you see projects like this that come through, and it may be 2 years before they start development, or 1 to 2 years, probably not in this case, but by then, the lighting industry has changed. There's new fixtures out there. There's new technologies. So everything could change from what's on there. If they give us the lighting details now, it will likely all change by the time it goes to permit anyways, or very possibly could,
Yeah, these are
just
all
based
code
on availability
requirements.
and types of lighting available. So it makes more sense to do the photometric evaluation at permit rather than at this stage.
I don't disagree with that. It's in the IDO in
Right.
very
Oh, I
detailed,
get that.
and we're required. I mean,
And
whether it
how do we
goes to,
document that? Yeah, exactly.
yeah,
I
I
agree
mean,
with
we're
you.
required at site plan review to make sure that they meet those code requirements. So, Jim, work on that draft, fine, if you would,
Okay.
and let's get DFT conditions of approval into the chat. Other than the lighting, or we could just mention that
There's
DFT
going to be
staff will
some
be
kind of condition for the lighting. Yeah, we just don't know exactly what it's going to be, right? But yeah. Here's my proposal here for that. It's in the chat. Okay, let's see.
It was fairly simple. The only comments I had from planning were regarding the elevations and the lighting. Now, the updates that you guys sent with all the notes and all the new elevations, at a glance, I think there's not going to be a problem with you meeting that. It's just to say the site plan is approved. I don't have anything in the site plan that I can specifically point to for the specifics, like from CPO 8 or all the specifics in section 5.8. So if we condition it this way and you do a submittal that helps, we can move you forward, get you a notice of decision, and so you guys can start prepping for building permits and moving things forward. We don't want to hold you up. We just need additional
Oh.
details.
So Robert, quick question. So 5.8 is the lighting. What's 5.11? Is that also lighting?
That's no,
Facades.
that's facade design, and mainly
Oh.
it's tied to CPO 8 because there's a page of
Okay.
stuff that's
All right.
called out, and your facades and your design look great. I just don't have anything to point to that says, oh, okay, it's meeting this from like the overlay zone, for
Okay.
example. Is
No,
it, you know,
that's yeah.
there's
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure I understood what you were saying there. Okay. That's good.
I had an
What works?
additional planning condition approval. We need the recorded plat to be submitted.
Okay, I'll
Or
add that one.
I got it.
You got it? Okay.
Jim, are we good with the conditions we got here with you guys? I mean,
I think
anything to
so.
work
Josh,
with?
are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. As long as we're moving forward, I don't have any issue. Like, we don't need the site plan done today. Well, obviously, we just need the site plan done when we submit for building permits. So, I mean, we've got a little bit of time, and we're working on that exterior lighting and interior lighting and all that stuff right now. And so,
Yeah, and I'll just note, like, again, the exterior lighting is what I'm referring to. Interior lighting, I don't know how we're going to enforce that. Like, if there are IDO requirements for interior lighting, I mean, I know we've conditioned like motion sensor lights for self-storage facilities. I mean, that shine through the windows. But we're very limited on interior lighting, I think. I think it's just the exterior lighting we need to hammer down. We've got some good lighting plans that have been submitted for some site plans recently, so there's some good references for you guys. And I know Jeff is becoming an expert at this point on reviewing those things. So yeah, I hope. I mean, like I said, I want to work with you guys, but I don't want to open up a window here where, like, basically we just ignore a whole section of the IDO for future site plans. I mean, that's not good. All right, so we'll talk to you guys later, and hopefully get a proposed finding here pretty soon.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Sounds good. Really
Yeah.
appreciate everybody's work. Thanks.
Yep. All right.